Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and joining us now from Mumbai is a man by the name of Aaron, who wants himself to be identified that way. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Now, you were in Mumbai as the terrifying story unfolded last night. Can you describe to me how you understood that the violence was sort of moving through the city and just how it began to envelop this entire, place of 19 million people?
Yeah, we actually were at a restaurant, the restaurant that's been being mentioned called Cafe Leopold, around about 8:15 or so last night.
That's early.
We were dropped off by taxis. It was early, and we went about 100 yards or so down to a smaller cafe that was that's also in Colaba. And as we were coming out, we took a taxi that had to pass through Leopold, and there were two taxis. We were in a group of about six people, and two of them went in the first taxi past Leopold without any problem, and I was in the second group with the remaining four of us. And as we were driving towards Leopold's, I had heard two rounds of what sounded like firecrackers. The new year was a couple weeks ago here in India, so a lot of young kids have the firecrackers that we're not able to have in the States because they're illegal, and they have them here, and they're quite loud, and there are also fireworks that are consistently going off. So it's not that unheard of to have firecrackers going off. But what surprised me is that it came in rounds of three. And I immediately triggered something in me, and I forced the taxi to make an immediate U-turn. He drove over the median, and we drove in the opposite direction in Colaba. And I looked at my watch because one of the people in the car had to do a phone interview, and she was nervous. So I looked down at my watch, and it was 9:45. And most of the reports that are coming out over here are that things had started around 11:30, but from where we were, there were masses of people that started to gather around Leopold's at 9:45. That's when we heard the first machine guns.
Aaron, how did you get the sense of how organized and coordinated this was?
I think by the timing of things, I think we were at Leopold's and had this whole thing happened very early on, and as we were making our way further north to get back, Mumbai is divided on the southern tip into what looks like a Y. There is a left side and a right side that are like small peninsulas, and we're on the right side, and most of this is all going on the left side. From my building, I can see the smoke from the Taj Mahal Hotel, and also the Trident. So we're just being separated by about a mile stretch of the Arabian Sea, but you can see it. You can see almost everything that's going on, and you can see most of it. From what I gathered, nothing was going on outside of this isolated incident at Leopold.
Well, then things, of course, exploded. I'm going to let you go, Aaron. Right. But how does it feel? I mean, you were a target. You and other Westerners were a target here. I mean, that's really the terror, the center of the terror. Aaron, thanks for joining us. I know you don't want to be identified fully, but you are a New Yorker in Mumbai who witnessed the terror unfolding over the last 12 hours in Mumbai. Thank you, Aaron.